I shall never forget one fellow who went through our evangelistic crusade in California. His wife and his children came to the Lord, and every night for 2 weeks he wept bitterly as the invitation was given, but he wouldn't come forward. On speaking to him, he would always say, "Not now, some other time, but not now." We returned to that church the following year, and we conducted another one-week crusade, but his heart wasn't as tender the second year as it was the first year, and with every night his heart got harder and harder. It moved me to tears when I saw his wife and his children beg him to come to Christ, but to them he'd say no. After the last sermon was preached and the last invitation was given and the last person left the church, I said to him, "Won't you now receive Jesus?" He cursed and said, "No, I have no desire to be saved. Let me alone." There was a gospel-hardened man. As we continue our study of Revelation chapter 17, we see the apostate religion, Satan's counterfeit of Christ's church. The origins of this false organized religion goes far back into history, beginning with Nimrod, a hunter of souls. Ancient lore gives an interesting sidelight into the life of Nimrod. It tells us that his wife was the infamous Semiramis the First. She is looked upon as the foundress of the Babylonian mysteries, the first high priestess of idolatry. Thus, Babylon became the fountainhead of idolatry, the mother of every heathen and pagan system in the world. It's with us today, and it will develop decidedly when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn. Semiramis bore a son. Because she had heard the promise of the woman's seed who was to come from God, she claimed that her son was this one from God, and that this son was conceived by God. When she presented him to the people, she said, "Here's your promised deliverer." His name was Tammuz. And Ezekiel in chapter 8, verses 13 and 14, protested against the worship of this son in the days of the captivity, and thus was introduced the mystery of the mother and child, a form of idolatry that's older than any other known to man. The rites of this worship were secret. Only those who were initiated were allowed to know its secrets. This was the devil's effort to delude man with an imitation so like the Word of God so that they wouldn't know the real Son of God when he came. From Babylon, this mystery religion spread all over the known world. Everywhere the symbols were the same. The mother and the son were worshipped. The worship was most immoral. People in all countries worshipped the mother and called her the Queen of Heaven. She was always seen with the babe in her arms. In the Phoenician Empire, she was called Ashtaroth. In Egypt, Isis. In Greece, Aphrodite. In Rome, Venus. That's interesting, isn't it? When her son was grown, a wild boar killed him. But after 40 days of the mother's weeping, she claimed he was raised from the dead. This mother was worshipped by the offering of a little cake. This wafer was presented to her as the Queen of Heaven, Jeremiah 44:25. There were 40 days of Lent, of weeping over the death of her son. Then his resurrection was celebrated, and the sign of it was an egg that claimed a symbol of resurrection of life. It took 1,000 years, but Babylonianism became a world religion, and among the doctrines fostered by this religion were purgatorial purification after death, salvation by sacraments, the sprinkling of holy water, and the presentation of cakes to the Queen of Heaven mentioned in the book of Jeremiah. It was from this religion that Abraham was separated by the call from the Lord, and later this religion was grafted into that which was left of the religion of Israel in the northern kingdom in the days of Ahab, and was the cause of their captivity. Judah was polluted by it, for Baal worship sprang from it. The mystery of Babylon was seen during the days of Nebuchadnezzar. He made an image of himself and tried to get everyone to worship his image. You'll see this in the 3rd chapter of Daniel. And this spirit of one universal religion, which began with Nimrod, is with us today. Now, let's study Revelation 17, and we will look at the system detailed in verses 1 through 6. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. The false church, which fills the world, is exposed in these verses. Remember, then, that the time which is described here is after the rapture and just before Christ comes in judgment. My friend, will you be caught up in the rapture? Or will you go forth into the judgment, to go forth into the lake of fire, and to suffer forever and ever as a Christ-rejecting, tormented soul? Please, my friend, come to the Lord Jesus now, won't you?